Hallelujah. Wow, 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 wow. Glory to God. Bless God, we are all alive, ill and hearty, because God is too faithful to fail. Glory to God. Trust your day is going so great. All right, let's begin a prayer. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you because we know that everything will always work out for the good of those that love you. And we thank you because you are working behind the scenes to bring about our own testimonies. Thank you because you visit us by your word today. And thank you for what you have been doing in our lives. To you be the praise and glory. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So today, we have a new title. Guess what it is? The Holy Spirit brings this topic to us today, and it calls it Fear Not. Hallelujah. Fear not. Fear not. If there's a neighbor beside you, can tell him or her, fear not. Fear not. Hallelujah. Do not panic. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. So we have our anchor scripture from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. You can open your Bible with me and let's read together. And it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, from wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Again I read, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So we need the shield of faith to keep bringing down every arrow of the wicked. Hallelujah. Now, have you ever discovered that your fear makes you a captive? Your fear makes you subjected to the enemy. Your fear makes you vulnerable, because you will always do something not to cross that limit. That is what fear does. It brings you to a path of limitations. It brings you to a path of hindrance. There is a limit set across with fear. That is why you must what? Break that hold of fear in your life. Fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. God is with you. Fear has torment and it tortures, but you must come to realize that you can't dominate what you fear. You can't dominate what you fear. You have to despise that thing. You have to be confident. Then you will conquer. Hallelujah. Fear not. Do not fear, because God is with you. Fear makes you a captive to the enemy. When the enemy sends fear with you, he brings you under his feet. And I pray that shall not be your portion. Remember the scripture in Romans chapter 1 and verse 5. It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. God has not given me and you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I will let you know, I want you to understand that if you have been experiencing a life of fear, you have to keep reading that scripture aloud so that it can become part of you. A sound mind, a spirit of power, because that is what God is. He will always back us up. Do not fear. God is with you. Do not be afraid. God is with you. Don't let the enemy take hold of you because of fear. You have the power right inside of you. Remember, he said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. So you are born of God, you are an overcomer. Therefore, you will overcome in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. God bless you.